FM News Talk 97.1. On-demand audio.
Joining us this morning, Executive Director of the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons. Dr. Orient, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, so we know that a court has ruled Obamacare unconstitutional. That ruling's kind of been put on hold, and eventually I think the Supreme Court will end up taking this up. What do we do in the meantime?
In the meantime, I guess things go on as they were before, except that the Trump administration has opened some little exit ramps on the Obamacare freeway that you can get some short-term limited duration health plans.
Okay.
Maybe some of the state regulations will be eased. See, the problem is that even though they can no longer punish you through taxation, if you don't have an ACA compliant plan, there really isn't any alternative to being uninsured for many people, except for these Christian health sharing ministries and some of these other openings that the Trump administration is making available.
Yeah, so I know that, I mean, I know there are some health insurance companies that were offering some lesser plans, maybe higher deductible plans, that sort of thing, to bring these premiums down. But what you're saying is that, generally speaking, across America right now, because you can't really shop across state lines, people are very limited in their choices, and their only option in many cases are still to go to these exchanges where premiums are routinely up 40, 50, 60% over the year before.
Yes, and considerably more than the year before that. Sometimes people are paying 2 to 3 times more than they were before Obamacare. For many of them, the cost of insurance is bigger than their mortgage payment, and they can't even access it until they reach a deductible of $5,000 to $7,000 or more, which would be fine if we had the old type of plans, which had a low premium
right
associated with those deductibles.
Yeah, if you're paying $7,000 in premiums and you've got a $7,000 deductible, you effectively don't have insurance. I mean, that's outrageous.
Well, you have insurance for the really big catastrophic expenses, but that sort of insurance should not be costing you that much money.
Yeah, it's a good point. So let's play hypotheticals for a moment and assume that the Supreme Court was to uphold this lower court ruling that the ACA is unconstitutional. Where do we go then?
I think the big threat is that Congress will go ahead and change the law so as to make it, maybe not make it constitutional, but make it such that it will be held constitutional by the court. Maybe they could slap back on a huge tax buying this expensive coverage. Or they might, but unfortunately the Republicans want to preserve this guaranteed issue community rating provision that guarantees that premiums will be outrageously high because it encourages people to wait until they're sick to buy insurance. And so low-risk people won't buy it. I mean, it's crazy to buy it if you don't think you need it and it costs more than your mortgage. But so the premiums will keep going up, up, up. That's called the death spiral in insurance. And we know that this happens every single time you have those provisions. If you cannot sell insurance with risk-based premiums, then it becomes unaffordable. It just always does.
So just to remind people what happened here, the court ruled that the whole of the ACA, the Affordable Care Act, is unconstitutional because the individual mandate is not severable. So when the individual mandate was done away with, the argument is that shoots Obamacare down effectively, right?
Right, because Congress really would never have enacted it without the individual mandate because they knew that insurance would be unaffordable.
Right.
And so it really is part of the whole plan. If you've got a lousy, overpriced product that nobody wants and a lot of people object to for many reasons, the only way to get them to buy it is to use force.
Well, I've said all along that Obamacare only worked if you don't. Because if you didn't get the subsidies, it quickly got unaffordable for the average consumer. And I guess moving forward here, if Congress doesn't fix this and it's declared unconstitutional, how do we salvage? How do we go back to the system we had? Is it too late?
I think that Congress really needs to repeal the effort to have federal federal regulation of insurance and send that back to the states. So the state insurance will decide, insurance agencies will decide what will be licensed in the state. So we can go back to the old kind of major medical plans.
Right.
Which are risk-based. And, you know, people who do have pre-existing conditions, that's a problem. There are a lot more of them now than there used to be because so many people had their insurance plans canceled because of Obamacare. But that's a separate problem. You can't fix that by destroying the whole concept of insurance. You can only make it worse.
No, we're talking to Dr. Jane Orient. Glad to have her on here today from the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons. You know, this issue of care, no matter what your symptoms are, pre-existing conditions, I remain convinced today that from the time this law was gaveled into play, it was designed to force private insurers out of the market so that the government could step in and take over. That's the obvious next step if nobody will offer insurance.
Right, and how can private companies offer insurance if it guarantees they're going to go bankrupt?
I mean, they
may do it for a year, and then they're out of business.
Right, right. So I don't know. I mean, something's got to happen here. This is going to be the next crisis we're all talking about. It seems to have kind of gone onto the back burner, I think, to some degree, and I'm not sure why.
Well, I think the Democrats are focused on getting rid of President Trump by some sort of mechanism or other, and the Republicans are just partly clueless. I mean, they don't understand the basic economics of this, or they're totally without courage.
Yeah, well, I think you may have just hit the nail on the head there, because this should have been solved a couple years ago when they still had the votes in Congress to get it done. Dr. Orient, where can people go to find out more about your association?
AAPSonline.org. That's for the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons. AAPSonline.org. You can sign up free for our First Alert Network and find out about legislation and opportunities for comment.
Outstanding. Dr. Jane Orient, thank you for your time.